Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Now let us listen to the gospel from Luke chapter 2, and I'll read verses 41 to 52. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival had ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Glory.
'Twas the morn after Christmas, and all through the church. No, that's not right. 'Cause what rhymes with church? Cousin Lurch? Buying merch? No, that's not why we're here. We are here for worship, yes, but to gather together with our family of faith, those aunties and uncles, nephews and nieces, siblings in God's family, drawn together to sing the old story, that story of wonder, that story of love, that story of miracles, of heavenly host, of star-filled nights, of radiant beams of God's holy face. That's why we're here. Look around, look around. Oh, Hamilton. Oh, song snippets fill our minds this time of year. Those songs of old, they take us back. Back to days gathered around the piano, back to days singing in the choir, back to days dancing and singing with brothers and sisters long since scattered, back to the days when the chairs were not empty. Those songs are precious. Those songs, they tell the story of old. They tell the story of love. They tell the story that reminds us why we are here, gathered in God's house. God's good news for us from Luke is our story too. Mary and Joseph brought their son home too, to that holy place to remember, remembering God's holy deeds, God's redemptive work through Moses, through Miriam and Aaron, and even Pharaoh. Yes, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to remember the Passover. And after that celebration was done, when all the matzah and roasted lamb was consumed, they started their journey home, home back to their ordinary lives of carpentry, of homemaking, of raising their dear child to be a faithful son. And yet, where was he? They fretted that first night after leaving. Have you seen Jesus? They cried. No, came the answer. Haven't seen him all day. Oh, my God in heaven, my Lord, where is he? This precious child, how could we lose him? Is the world lost because we were horrible parents? We couldn't keep track of this miracle? Oh, God, this does not feel much like a miracle now. Running and fretting, Mary and Joseph left the safety of numbers traveling home and returned with great haste to Jerusalem, searching where they stayed, searching the neighborhoods, wishing they could describe him better. 3 sleepless nights they searched. 3 days he was lost to them. 3 days. Sounds kind of familiar. 3 days later, they found him, and relief flooded them. There he was, sitting among the teachers, listening, asking questions, where all who heard were amazed at his understanding. Mary and Joseph were beside themselves. How could you do this to us? Why have you treated us like this? We have been searching high and low for you, young man. Why, when we get you home... And with a glance, that young man stopped them in their tracks. Why did you search for me? Didn't you know I would be here? Didn't you know I would be here in my Father's house, at home? I had to be here at home in my Father's house. What in the world are you talking about, son? Let's get you home. Where is home? Where was home for Jesus? Well, he said it was in his Father's house. But for each of us, though, we answer that question too. Where is home? Is it the childhood home of yours? Does that place feel like home? For many of us, other people live in that house now. Is it the home in which you raised children? Well, perhaps that was several houses ago. Is it the apartment in the retirement center? Is it that place on the lake? Where is home? Could it be that park bench out there in the cold? Could it be the car that doubles for a bed too? Could it be that hotel room for the night? Where is home? If you could choose your home, where would you choose? Is it the place with all your stuff? Is it the place with all your memories? Is it the place with all of your dreams? Is it that place from long ago? Is home the place with the people you love? Brené Brown says, belonging is the innate human desire to be part of something larger than us. And she goes on to say that true belonging is not something you negotiate externally, it's what you carry in your heart, in finding the sacredness in being part of something. So maybe home is where you belong. Scripture tells us a little bit about homes and houses. From Matthew, Jesus said that the rains fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And later in the Gospel of Matthew, every kingdom involved in civil war becomes a wasteland. Every city or house torn apart by divisions will collapse. The psalmist tells us, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Proverbs tells us, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with precious and pleasant riches. Hebrews tells us that for every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. And the wisdom from Joshua. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether God your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. What kind of home do we choose? Where do we choose to dwell? In the shelter of the Most High? On solid rock? On the foundation of our faith? Where do you choose to dwell? Will you answer, as for me and my house? Will you answer like Joshua? Will you answer like Jesus? Friends, my brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles, my nieces and nephews, dear siblings, you belong here. We all belong here. On this journey of choosing our home, let's walk together towards home. We can get there if we walk together. Take my hand. Let's head home now. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.